When's the last time you saw something in nature and you just stopped and went, whoa? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. One of my best vacation memories was going to Death Valley National Park. It was like a totally different world, like being on Mars, compared to the forests and green fields of Michigan. If you don't know, Death Valley is actually a desert, so, you know, not a lot of plant life going on there. We had a ton of fun hiking around and seeing all the different kinds of rock formations. God has made an awesome creation, and it's right to recognize that, like we will right now with today's story, In Awe of God by Haley Waltz. Have you ever looked around at nature and just felt in awe of how beautiful God's creation is? God made a wonderful world, and He invites us to enjoy it with Him, from sunsets to ocean waves. Sometimes we're so moved by the beauty around us, we can't find the words to express how we feel. God made everything that exists, and He made it all good. Though creation has been deeply affected by sin, and we experience brokenness in so many ways, we still encounter many reminders of His beauty, His love, and His power in the world around us. God has no sin. While some of the beauty in creation is marred by sin, God's beauty is not. His majesty and power are perfect, and He gives us reminders of that in creation. All of it praises Him. We are in awe, and maybe a little fear as well, of something like a thunderstorm or a strong wind. But God is the one in control of it all. He's showing us His power whenever there's a storm, whenever the wind blows. Creation can leave us awestruck. Just imagine the awe we will feel when we see Jesus in His glory. Everything was created through Jesus, and when He returns, it will be infinitely better than anything we've ever felt on this earth. Until that day, whenever we experience awe or wonder in nature, we can remember who creation is praising and lift up our own praise to the Creator. Let's talk about this a little more. What in nature leaves you awestruck? Consider taking a moment to remember this feeling of awe and let it overflow in praise to God. Because Jesus died for our sins and rose from the grave to give us new life, we have the sure hope of His return, when He will restore the heavens and the earth, and He will raise His people from the dead to live with Him forever. Then creation will no longer be marred by sin, and everything will be as our Creator intended. If you want to dig deeper, read Isaiah 11, 6-10, Romans 8, 19-22, and Colossians 1, 16-20. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 148, verse 3, praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. And I encourage you to read a little bit more about this. Psalm 19, 1-4, and Psalm 148, verses 1-14, will help you keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And another resource we have for you are the reading plans about specific topics. So if you want to check them out, go to the Unlocked app and look for reading plans. We just launched a new one a couple of days ago. It's called One Gospel, Four Views. Now, if you've ever noticed how the different gospel accounts of Jesus's life seem to be a little bit different, some things are longer or shorter in a different order. Well, that's what these couple of days of reading is all about. So check it out by downloading the Unlocked app from the App Store and looking for reading plans in there. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why greed and selfishness is a more sneaky sin than we think, and what to do about it. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.